You are not a product of your past. You are an evolving flower that's forever in bloom. You die, then you bloom again. This cycle repeats in our lives again and again. You are dynamic, not static. You are okay as you are, on your journey towards who you want to be. Life in 180 says that you are never finished, but even in this imperfection, you are perfect just as you are. It will change your world of toxicity and fill it with fresh air, with a new sense of being, a new sense of belonging, a new desire. It's that aha moment when everything makes sense and takes shape. Sometimes it's pre, sometimes it's post the moment when everything falls apart, when everything in your life seems to crumble and go against you. It's in those moments when we've hit rock bottom that we have an opportunity to see life in 180. All we need to do is ask and listen. The universe is always there and waiting to give you the answers you seek to support your growth. If you seek answers, ask for them, and then listen. You will get the answers. They may not come in a way that you expected, but they will come. They'll come through a sunset, through a book you stumble across, through a teacher, a random person on the street, your best friend or your partner. The ways life's answers come to us are immeasurable. A bird flying over your head, a TV ad. Life in 180 can seem very random and very disconnected. However, it's all about connection and realizing that everything happens for a reason. We may not understand that reason at the moment or ever, yet somehow the universe brings all things together to make us better. Life in 180 is about realizing that the world does not owe us anything. We are not more special or more unique than the next person. The universe, God, Buddha, Jesus, or whoever you choose to call him or her, does not hear our prayers more than the person next to us. We are not more loved. We are not more special. The world and life in general has no respect or preference for one over another. There is an attraction, like attracts like. However, in life, things can just happen, random, crazy things. The point of life in 180 and the thing to remember is that it's not about why things happen, but what we do, how it changes us, and how we handle it when things happen. Life in 180 provides tools to approach tragedy and triumph, heartbreak and love. The world and the people in it can be cruel. The experiences we've had are real. The hurt and pain inflicted upon our lives from an early age into adulthood happens to all of us. Some of us more than others, but no one escapes this harsh reality. We all have a story to tell, and although our stories are different, all of them are filled with tragedy, hurt, pain, and things that make no sense. The key to life in 180 is in allowing these experiences to transform us into something beautiful, not leave us broken and victims. The enormous pressure of life turns living pieces of clay, known as humans, into diamonds. The reality is that bad things happen all the time. Life in 180 prepares us not to be afraid of bad things, but rather face them and allow them to move through our lives in a way that makes us stronger instead of becoming jaded and angry. We are victors, not victims. There is a world of opportunity waiting for us to explore. We can only explore when we're not hiding in our caves, licking our wounds of past hurt and pain. There is huge empathy and support through life in 180, but it supports moving through and past the drama and trauma of life into something new and healthy. Our past does not equal our future. It doesn't have to. It stays alive in our minds long after the actual event takes place. There's no way to duplicate a past experience. It's only our minds that keep repeating the story again and again to ourselves and to those around us. By keeping this pain close and retelling the story to anyone who will listen, we stay in a continuous circle that grinds us and grinds us until we become immobile and incapable of moving forward. We play a part in the good and bad in our life. We can create problems because of the way we treat ourselves, our bodies, and others. The choices we make about money, relationships, friends, and family all play a role. It's important to remember, however, that even with work, life does not go in a perfect upward line. There are many random things that just happen that is outside of our control. Life in 180 is not about life being perfect. It never will be unless you have changed your definition of what a perfect life is. It's not about a set of rules, which, if you follow, you'll never have to face pain or tragedy again. There is no such thing. There's no such Oz. However, if you embrace life in 180, life will become more full and you will experience more joy and satisfaction. You will be internally confident, and the honest approach with yourself and others will resonate in how life responds to you. just like the breath we breathe. None of us live life as only a teacher. We are both students and teachers. We learn from each other. Human beings are involved with the experiences in our lives. We teach others as a result of these experiences. Nobody comes to a place where they understand it all, where there is no more pain, no more hardship, no more struggle. There is no such thing as the easy way. If anybody tells you differently, walk away. It's a lie. The truth is that the greatest teachers can learn the most important lessons from a small child. Life in 180 is about having a listening ear. It's about being open to learning, adapting, and evolving. There is no one perfect way. No one fits all. Listen to those around you that you can trust, those that support your best. But in the end, trust in the universe, trust in yourself, and follow your own path. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe. This is Life, and this is Keith at Life in 180. This is my time.